Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I didn't come in here to participate and say, oh, the old man got a chance to manage.
Yeah, well, the old man is your National League Manager of the Year. Brewers manager Pat Murphy becoming the first in franchise history to receive that honor, and the skipper is on the line with us this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. Congrats, Pat.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, guys. You know, it's a staff award and organization award, the front office, ownership, and my staff was incredible, and, you know, I'm just grateful. You know, you get all the credit, but the truth is hungry players make managers look good, so we had a bunch of great, hungry players, and, yeah, I'm just really grateful.
So what happens now? Like a big media circuit? Do you go national? Did they send you to Good Morning America to do some talking and a bunch of interviews?
It's a little hectic. It's just getting back to everybody text message-wise, and, yeah, there's a lot of media requests and that type of thing, and it's kind of silly. You know, that season's over. Let's look ahead, but it's part of the job, so I need to do it, and I'll do it the best I can.
You said you got some 700 text messages. Was that a quip, or do you really think it's in the hundreds?
Oh, no, it's 700.
Oh, man,
on my phone. I started at 4 a.m., and I'm about 175 through, I guess. But, yeah, it's important to get back to everybody, and I haven't changed my number in 30 years, so 40 years, so sometimes you regret that, but I really do like I do like hearing it from everybody, and you know it's fun. It's fun to celebrate things that, and I think that's the way I celebrate, just reaching out to friends and returning text messages and that type of thing. It's rewarding. And
talking with Brewers manager Pat Murphy, he's MLB's National League Manager of the Year. Murphy, you know, I appreciate you said also yesterday that it's a bit embarrassing, and you've received an individual honor in a team sport, so understanding that. But you also give so much credit to the organization, and this was important for the Brewers because it does reflect success in our ball club.
Right.
And it's, you know, it is a sign of respect for the Brewers.
The organization. It's kind of people doubted us a bunch this year, but this would have been the year they'll probably say it again this year too. We'll cut the budget again a little bit, and that's not all because anybody's trying to be stingy. It's just sometimes there's times when you don't need.
Uh-oh, we're losing you.
From what we are. Taking my kids to school, so sometimes the reception here is bad.
Gotcha. So speaking of that, do you talk to Matt? Does he reach out to you, Matt Arnold, and say, okay, hey, these are some of the things we're thinking about. You know, this is what we're thinking with Devin Williams. This is what we're thinking with that. Does he seek your input?
I don't know that he seeks my input as much as he likes to collaborate and at least, you know, inform me what's going on. But, yeah, I mean, I think he appreciates my opinion. He knows he's probably going to get it one way or the other, whether he asks for it or not. But, yeah, I mean, it's been great. Matt's incredible to work with. He's a tireless worker. He deserves a lot of this credit for how he handles everything because we are undermanned. And, you know, it's obvious that there's the haves and the have-nots, and we've made the most with not having as much. So Matt deserves a ton of that credit.
As you look at next season, Murph, obviously getting to the postseason is a given, what we want to accomplish there, and then, you know, going deep in the playoffs. Is there something really different that you can do or that you think you need to do versus just, man, wish we would have played better in a couple of those games, you know, and sometimes that's all it is, right?
Well, I mean, you guys got to understand how tough it is to get to the playoffs. I mean, thinking because we've done it in the past ensures it the next year when everybody's trying to get better. There was nobody in our league rebuilding this year. You know, everybody was trying to get better. There's just that's it. I mean, it's not easy to get there. And I know fans want more. Everybody wants more when you get a piece of the pie. But the truth is, not many small market teams get there consistently like we do. Matter of fact, maybe zero get there like we do. And it's hard to keep going because you got to have personnel. You got to have players. And sometimes the $400 million budget enables you to have that type of depth and overcome some of the things all the way through. You know, playing without Yelich at the end, and you know, we didn't have Woody all year. We trade Corbin. We had all the injuries we did. Like sometimes you can't overcome that, and we were still close. We were a pitch away. But you keep yourself in those situations if you shore up and you have that kind of budget. But I'm not saying we can't do it. I'm not saying that's not our goal. I'm just saying it isn't as easy as, oh, here we are now. We get to come back at the same level. No, we got to rebuild this whole thing again. We got to do it from the beginning and overachieve again, and that's not easy.
Murph, you talked about being a pitch away. Any sleepless nights following that Game 3 loss? Anything that's kept you up at night because of that?
Well, I mean, we couldn't have done any. We couldn't have scripted it any better. I mean, right. What do you do in the ninth? You don't put in Devin? You know, like, right. There's no way to script it any different. And we lost Game 1 because we didn't cover first. One of the reasons we lost Game 1 and those type of fundamental things. But we've done that all year. We were great at that. We were Defensive Team of the Year, according to Rawlings. You know, but you have those types of things happen in the game of baseball. And then you have those things happen like it happened in Game 3, and it happened 2 out of 3 games for us. So it could happen to anyone that way. But the truth is, we just keep going. But we got to be realistic where we're at. And we're still a small market team. We're still going to start from the bottom this year. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, thinking that, okay, we got this one, we'll definitely get in the playoffs. No, you got to earn that every single year. And that's very difficult to be one of those teams, especially when you don't have the same type of depth and the same type of resources. So it's not excuses. It's fact.
Murph, who is the, I guess, most surprising person who reached out to you and congratulated you?
Oh, I had a lot of great ones, but some opposing general managers, you know, some opposing general managers. It was kind of cool. Surprising. I don't know that anybody was surprising, but yeah.
Did you hear from Craig?
So it's, I know who they are.
Did you hear from Counts?
Give me a kiss, guys.
Oh, he's saying goodbye to his kids. He's not talking to you.
Love you. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you early release today, okay? See you when you get home. Okay, have a great day. Sorry, guys.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, no worries. Enjoyed that golden
yeah,
moment.
That's
and
awesome.
Many more ahead here in the days before spring training. Congrats, Murph. Appreciate the time today. And just hope you do.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Hope you do go ahead and enjoy it. Manager Pat Murphy of your Milwaukee Brewers. He is the National League Manager of the Year. 821 on Wisconsin's Morning News.